one second part after praising Allah and sending peace and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said that the salah that Allah described in the Quran, that it is a preventer from the fahsha and munkar, and the salah that He subhanahu wa ta'ala described in the Quran, that it helps in providing patience, it is only the salah that He describes in the Quran by saying, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabun mawquta." Verily, the prayer is made obligatory in certain times. So you cannot pray before the time, and you cannot delay it until the time is over. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala described, or He commanded those who wish to perform this prayer, especially from the men, to pray and where people pray in congregation. As Allah ta'ala said, وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow with those who bow. Those who bow. It's plural. This is in the masjid. In the masjid. Now, and it is the salah that Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ. Perform salah on دُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ, which is door time. إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ, غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ, which is the sunset time. وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ, and this is for Fajr. إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ فَكَانَ شُرْ. Those who pray door because they are workplace, and most of them, if not all, prefer to stop work and go for prayer, taking prayer as an excuse to have some time for rest. And you see them in the prayer areas or the masjid sleeping at the park because they were working the past 4 hours, and they just go to the masjid because they want to get rid of the work. When you come to after time where they already have 1.5 hours in their rooms, you didn't see them in the masjid. You didn't see them in the masjid. But in Maghrib and Isha, yes, you see the masjid full because people are around the masjid, maybe in the market, and all these shops, especially here in Saudi Arabia, they close. So where they go, and shortly the Hayat al-Amr al-Ma'ruf here, as they call it, the Mutawa police, will come with their big suburban truck and fill it with these who are standing outside, like chickens taken to the cage. Why? Because they decided to stay outside while the Quran is recited inside. This is not true. So, in Fajr time, if you want to see the case, the real case, exact, see Fajr prayer. Fajr prayer, there is no soup, no market, no work. Where are they now? Where are they? They prefer to sleep until work time. Because they say prayer is 4 o'clock in the morning, work is 8 o'clock. If I work now, I cannot come back to sleep, so sleep until 7. And then pray, alhamdulillah, and then go. Pray Fajr, pray Duha, pray maybe Dhuhr at that time. All in one time. Give Allah too much prayer. Let him, this is wrong. You have to pray in time. It's not a choice. Allah Ta'ala did not permit the Prophet and the companions to stop praying even when they were fighting with the enemies. They were told to pray. So how come you stop praying? And this prayer is what Allah Ta'ala described the people who perform it correctly as, where He said as in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. They are always, always performing their prayer. Not sometimes, it depends on the mood. I'm now annoyed and I have a problem, and I don't want to pray, because, and some of them make some excuses. If I pray in this mood, I cannot have khushu'. Akhi, you don't have khushu' anyway. You don't have khushu' even in your convenient time. You don't have khushu'. You are not somebody who can have khushu', because you are not praying correctly for Allah. You either pray to please yourself or please your people, that's it. Otherwise, if you are praying for the sake of Allah, believe me, you will find no remedy of your stress and tension and anger except Salah. It is the only time when you can get rid of this. As if Prophet ﷺ used to say, أَرِحْنَا بُالصَّلَاةِ يَا بِلَا. And it is the Salah where Allah Ta'ala said about the people who are doing it, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. There he said, دائمون, permanently they're doing their prayers in time. Sorry, in time or when they miss it, they do it. Right? Once they know, or right once they are able to, as his Prophet said. And حَافِظُونَ in the other ayah means that they are always trying to perform their prayers in time and in the best time of it, with the best way. And the conclusion of that is what he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those are the ones who have khushu', tranquility in their prayers. These are the ones who are going to benefit of the prayer. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those people that they do not only perform it, but they command their family, their anybody who is under their power to pray. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your people, your family, with prayer and be patient with it. And you do it with patience. And you command your family. Now you come to the prayer and you see your family praying, your kids outside playing, they don't pray, you don't care, la la. You are not someone who's going to have khushu', because you did not do the amana on you that Allah Ta'ala brought on you as a father or a husband. Look to this example of father. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Luqman that Luqman, he used to advise his son, saying to him, Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah. Oh my child, oh my son, perform the prayer. Perform the prayer, meaning all the time, do not leave. And it says aqim. Aqim in Arabic does not only mean perform, because perform means addi. In Arabic, aqim means perform perfectly. See one word. Perform perfectly. The perfect way of performance of salah. That is the meaning of aqim. And by that we came to the end of the khutbah, and we supplicated that Allah Ta'ala make the salah as the shining and sincerity of our eyes, as well as our minds and hearts, and make our hearts always like the prayers, and make us from those who are always performing it and having khushu' with it and commanding others with it. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And there is any question later this subject.
Now
you should only concern of your salah. Because now the question for the sister is okay. The brother is saying that if you are praying and in the prayer you are in front of Allah, and the person next to you is yani, what do you call this, cracking your joint finger, huh? Knock it. What should you do in this case? Doing so many things, yeah. The person is doing so many things next to you. What should you do? You should only concentrate and focus on your prayer. Because once you try to correct him, now you are busy with something else other than the prayer. So instead of we are having one, we are having two. In the khutbah, the Prophet said, who says to the person next to him who is talking or doing something, sah, is keep quiet or stop talking, his Jum'ah is gone. He's saying that his Jum'ah is gone, he lost his Jum'ah. This one who is advising him. So what about it in the prayer, which is yani, more important than the khutbah? So you should not do nothing. Allah. Now, even the child, yani, before you get into the salah, you advise him. Once you are in the salah, ask you, focus on your salah. Well, what been reported from the Sahaba used to say Ameen. They used to say Ameen. Loud. Yeah. Now. And this is the way the Salah been reported from the Sahaba to the Tabi'een. The Tabi'een saw the Sahaba doing this, so the yani, yeah, the chain of narration, and it came like that. Only people who are on the level of Abu Hanifa are saying no, it cannot be like that. So they will say, where from you get that? Now if the hadith can be this or that, but we see the majority of the ummah doing it loud, only a portion of the ummah which is the Hanafis doing it silent. So how come we understand that these people are more wise than everyone else? Cannot be. Allah. The Imam. لا, he doesn't say it should be done, but he and many other ulama say that if your Imam is a person who gives a gap between Fatiha and the other surah, then you better recite it there, so you can have the concentration of listening of Fatiha and of the other. But if he doesn't do that, then you recite it during the Fatiha. And it is reported that the Prophet did not used to give big gap between Fatiha and the other surah, so that the people behind him can recite it. Plus that the hadith I told you that when the man was reciting after the Prophet, the Prophet said to him, do not do that except with Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala. Now. يعني it's loud enough to make yourself hear it, but not with closed mouth. نعم. أو معه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قال الإمام ورى الضالين فقولوا آمين. فهو الإمام إذا قال ورى الضالين سيقول آمين. دل هذا أنه معه ليس بعده. فأمن إذا هنا لا تفيد البعدية. إذا أمن الإمام فأمنوا لا تفيد البعدية، لأن إذا مطلقة كما قال عز وجل إذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله، هل هذا تفيد البعدية؟ أن تستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بعد قراءة القرآن أم قبله؟ والمقصود مع قراءة القرآن، يعني إذا جئت تقرأ القرآن تقول وهنا كذلك. ويفهم هذا من قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قال الإمام رب الضالين فقولوا آمين، ما قال إذا قال آمين، بجمع الحديثين يعرف. ثم قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وافق تأمين وتأمين الملائكة أذر له ما تقدم لك. والملائكة إحنا نسمع تؤمن، لكن الملائكة تؤمن مع الإمام كما جاء في الحديث الآخر مع الإمام. الله أعلم. نعم. What do you mean by recite or say? Without moving your lips? You are not considered saying it, because I don't know in any language that is, what do you call that? The silence talks is called the talk. No one, if I come now and close my mouth in front of the mic and keep saying things to you but to myself, none of you say Muhammad al-Maliki gave a talk, because it is not considered to be a talk until you make people hear you, until you make people hear you. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said رجع عن أمتي ما حدثت بي أنفسها ما لم تجهر به. The يعني pen of registering is raised, meaning it is not registered, it's not written, from my Ummah with whatsoever that they say to themselves without moving their lips, without talking, even if it is bad, until they declare it. So we say if you declare the wrong, you're going to be a sinner, correct? If you don't declare it, you are not going to be a sinner. You cannot be rewarded if you don't declare what is yani you talk to declare. Like Ameen or Surah Al-Fatiha or Allahu Akbar. No, Allah. First of all, he should not say it quickly. Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "ولا تحرك لسانك لتعجل به." Do not move your tongue fast, so you be fast with it. So you have to recite, yani, slowly. And if the Imam is reciting slowly, you should recite slowly. And it is better to be once you, yani, finish, he recites one ayah, you recite along with him. Or if you are someone who is fast reciter, then wait for him until he finishes the ayah and you recite the ayah. then the second ayah recites the ayah. Like that, you can't hear his amin. Now, I'm done. May Allah Ta'ala make you more eager to do the goodness, but do not come back to this. Do not do it again. I understand. Some of the scholars say that the conflict between the scholars about this issue, whether we can walk while ruku' and we can make ruku' from the gate of the masjid when the imam is in ruku' and walk in that position until we join the row or not. The conflict between the scholars about this issue is based on the word that the Prophet ﷺ said, ذَدَكَ اللَّهُ حِرْصًا وَلَا تَعُدْ. This word, تَا عَيْن دَال, could be pronounced وَلَا تَعُدْ, meaning do not come back to this again. وَلَا تَعْدُ, do not run. وَلَا تُعِدْ, do not do it again, meaning do not replay. So those who say وَلَا تَعُدْ, they say this way of ruku' and walking in ruku' is not permissible, because he told them وَلَا تَعُدْ, do not do it again. Those who say وَلَا تَعُدْ, they say he told them don't run when you come to the prayer, don't run. So you catch the imam in ruku' in the row. You join the row. He wants to join the row while the imam is in ruku'. So some people run. They say, he said to him, don't run. And this means, do this, but don't run. Some others say, no, this word means, wala tu'id. Meaning, do not do it again. Do not refrain. So three explanations for this word that Rasulullah said or commanded the Sahaba. The proper explanation of that is the first one, وَلَا تَعُدْ, وَلَا تَعُدْ, do not do it again. Do not do it again. Because when you look to that position, it's not a good position for one to walk in bow, in ruku' position. It's not good. Second, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا كُنْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَمْشُونَ وَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعَوْنَ فَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأْتِمُوا. When you come to the prayer, you come in walking, don't come in running. And whatsoever you catch, you pray with the imam. Whatsoever you miss, you make up later, after the imam finishes. So now, if going from the gate and walking in bone position is permissible, the Prophet ﷺ would not tell us that. So we move on the gate and walk. And why didn't you bow by the gate so you catch the imam bowing, and when you raise from the floor, you walk and stand position? This would be much more bitter. And in many masajid, the gates are to the side, and the brother, the people are up to some portion in the middle only. So for you to come from the side to the middle, you're not going to be facing the Kaaba, the Qibla, if you are bowing in Rukua. Or you walk on Rukua and walk, if you walk on Rukua and walk to the side, which is more unacceptable. So the only further explanation of this world, as most of the ulama say, is do not come back to that. Those ulama who say no, it can be, they say if it means do not come back to that, Isa Salaam would have told the man, okay, go now and pray because he did not catch the rak'ah. But we say no, Isa Salaam said that this is for him alone and for that time only. As he told the Sahabi who came and said, Ya Rasulullah in Udhri, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have other than the jada of God. A jada is the sheep which is lesser than 1 year, or so 6 months. And the Prophet ﷺ said, it's not correct to slaughter a sheep which is younger than 1 year. Right? So he said to him, slaughter it, and it is for you alone. Meaning, this ruling is not for anyone else. And not even by the ijma of all the ulama, it's not even for, I don't say ijma for all, but most of the ulama. That even for that sahabi, is only for that year, for that hajj, not for every hajj. Because he did not have other than that. So, the Prophet ﷺ exempted the sahabi, and the rukua position of what he already did, as he exempted this sahabi and the rubaya. But he told both not to, he told the sahabi who go and walk in one position not to come back to that again, because it does not look nice. Allahu a'lam. No, of course not. Of course not. Unless he did his best to cast the prayer, and this was his intention from the beginning, to cast the prayer from the beginning, but for some reasons he could not make it. He could not. That's a different thing. Usually there is water in the bucket, but when he went to make water and there was enough time for him to make the one come, he did not find water. So he went to another place, till he found water. When he came, he found the Imam is already in the tent, like that. So this, for his intention, yes. But like what most of the people do today, no. Of course not. So the one who comes from the beginning of the prayer has a different reward, new reward than the one who comes at any time in the prayer. No. Okay, there are, as you said, as we explained 2 Fridays back, we said that there are conditions. These conditions cannot be made by Sujood al-Sahw anyway. One of these conditions is Tahara. If one missed Tahara and prayed out Tahara because he forgot that he missed the Tahara, and remembered even after a year or 2 years or 3 years, he got to go and pray that prayer. Because that prayer is not done. It's not considered. If it is due to forgiveness, then it's not in sin. But it does not mean, Allah, forget it. You done it. No, no. Forgiveness will raise the sin, but does not raise the obligation of this prayer. You will still have to do it. You will still have to do it. Now. First of all, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يُصَلِّيَنَّ إِلَّا إِلَى سِتْرَةٍ لَا يَقْطَعِ الشَّيْطَانَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتَهُ. If one of you prays, then let him not to pray except to a sutra, barrier. So the shaitan must not cross him while praying and cut his prayer. This understanding is missing for many people who pray in Mecca and Medina or in Masajid. They think shaitan only will come outside the mosque, not even inside the mosque. Even inside the mosque. From this understanding we say that if you come to pray, you have to find the sutra for yourself. The sutra should be something non-self-movable, meaning it's not a sheep, it's not a person, it's an object. Fixed, or not necessarily fixed by the meaning that it cannot be moved, but it does not move itself. Because if you pray behind a sheep or an animal, taking it as a sitra, you cannot guarantee that it does not move. As same as a man sitting or praying, unless if he knows that you are taking him as a sitra, and he wishes to help you, then yes, he will continue. And this is permissible. But if you pray behind someone, or you pray behind an object, like for example in the haram there is the horizontal containers, you pray behind one. Suddenly the kasherer came and took it. You cannot run after them praying behind it. You cannot force them to leave it. So now, if let's say that you are at the back of the tawaf, and to where you're going to walk, first you cannot go take the Kaaba to sitra, because people are making tawaf. And even if you can, then nobody will consider that you are praying if you move all this time. So if it is few steps to the front, to the back, to the right, to the left, yes, it is permissible. But a walk that makes people think that you are not in a prayer, no, it's not acceptable. And then, what can be your sutra? Your sutra can be then the destination between you, or the distance between you, so the distance between you and your place of sujood. Beyond that or behind that, it's not your responsibility. And remember, the shaitan was not carried by the meaning of a scissor cut cloth. So it's Allah is all generous and He will accept from you. Now,
this is your place of sutra should be about people want to get out. And a lot of people start cussing just beyond this. So they're actually, if I just, your prayers on that line, and they're all in beyond their time.
Yeah.
The line is still an indicator for your level of distance.
Let's first of all add something to give more clarification. The Prophet ﷺ said, Sutratul Imami, Sutratul Imam Khalfah. The sutra of the Imam is a sutra for all people praying behind him. When you pray behind the Imam, you don't need any sutra.
Okay.
If you are praying alone, then you are one of two persons. You are either praying the Sunnah or praying a fard alone. You miss the fard and you pray alone. If you are praying the Sunnah, then I say it is wrong to pray the Sunnah in the masjid. What I mean by wrong, it's not a sin. But it is not from the Sunnah to pray the Sunnah in the masjid. The Sunnah is to pray the Sunnah in your house. In your house. Even if you are visiting that place, you have no house that you will live in, but you are in a hotel. Still, even if it is a tent. Right. Now, we say it's the optional prayer. And it is, Ta'at al-Masjid is not optional prayer. It's obligatory, it's not fard, but it is obligatory. The obligatory prayers, whether they are the five fruit or the other obligatory prayers like Ta'at al-Masjid, you should find a sutra, not just pray anywhere. Because some people prefer to go to the front side and pray there, and I don't assume usually, Tahiyyat al-Masjid usually is done between the Adhan and the Iqamah, and I don't expect that people leave the Masjid. Are you wearing what?
You're late for the salah.
And you are making.
We said already,
the sutra of the Imam is sutra for the people behind him. Right, finish. Okay, shall we consider that what you are doing now of the missed part of the prayer is not going to be rewarded as jama'ah, it's as individual, which is missed 27 times? I'll tell you one. If it is the ma'adhin, you are still behind the imam. Okay, if the imam is finished as you consider, then this part of the prayer will be -27. But it cannot be, I will get the 27, but the imam is finished still. No. If you missed some part of the prayer, and you to make up this rak'ah, you are still considered a person who prayed in jama'ah, and the sutra of the imam is sutra for yourself.
Even though the imam
is finished. Even if the imam is finished.
You can move in front.
Now?
You can move in front of
him
when he's praying
to get there. You cannot, no. It's a different ruling. He continues his praying. This is one ruling. You walk is another ruling. That's a different ruling.
Okay, what I'm saying, I was in IKEA, in Musalla in IKEA, and there was the same scenario.
In a Musalla in a place. Not advertising.
Anyway, where this man was praying, he was praying right in front of the exit, and many people were not able to see, or they couldn't see, and then some people started walking right across the exit, just to be on the TV, to pray for such a person.
Now look, the problem, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يُصَلِّيَنَّ إِلَّا إِلَى سُطْرَ. If one of you pray, should not pray strictly to the sutra. That is the ruling for the one who is praying. Right? Now, the people who want to cross, the Prophet ﷺ says to them, إِذَا يَعْلَمَ الْمَارُ بَيْنِ يَدِي الْمُصَلِّي مَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ وَزُرْ لَكَانَ أَنْ يَبْقَى أَرْبَعِينَ. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. If the one who wants to cross in front of a person who is praying knows what kind of sin he is going to err, he would prefer to stand even 40. And he did not say 41. The ulama say maybe 40 years. Or 40 months, or 40 weeks, or 40 days, or 40 prayers. If we say 40 prayers, this is a long time. 40 prayers, this is 8 days. So it is better for you to stand there 8 days than to cross in front of someone who's praying. So for you, you are told not to cross whatsoever. The reason is, you wait until this person finishes his prayer. Especially the one who came late and caught some part of the prayer with the imam, and now he's making up his salah. We cannot blame him because this is the only place where he found. But those who, like many in Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Haram, I mean other Muslims, but especially these two Muslims, once the imam says, Salaamu Alaikum, they stand up. Nothing. Why? Now he is the sinner if people cross. As well as the other people who are crossing, they are sinners. So the sin is in both. Because this one did not take care of his salah, and this one did not respect the salah. He crossed.
But
he is, of course, he is the one responsible of the salah. He is the sinner, and very, very crossed. No, no, we said, now, the ulama yani said that the place where you need to protect is up to where you make sujood. How we understand that from the hadith? If one of you is praying and someone wanted to cross, tell him to stop it. If he doesn't stop it, to fight it. Now, if this person is a Christian, just one finger length away from your sujood, you cannot stop him. You cannot reach him. You cannot reach him. So how are you going to stop him? If he doesn't want to stop, how are you going to fight him? Then you're going to walk and run after him? It's only your sujood, which is approximately one arm length from where you are standing. That is your responsibility. Beyond that, it's his. He should wait. And if he goes far from that, that's okay, inshallah. All that is not advisable, he should wait. But that's okay.
If you are aware that there's someone praying behind you and he is using you as a support, it's simply to move away.
No, there is no sin, but there is a reward if you wait. I did that with Sheikh Muhammad Anan al-Jami one day. He used to come to Jeddah and give us classes. Alhamdulillah, we've done with him Wasatiyya and Sultanada. And one day, he came late. And he joined the Salah, I think in the second or third rak'ah of Maghrib. And he was just behind me. I did not know. So when I finished my prayer, I saw him behind me. So I stayed. I preferred to stay till he finished. And after that, alhamdulillah, he thanked me. So jazakallah khayr. Because I did it intentionally. So I did not allow anybody to cross. And it is better for you if somebody is praying behind you and you want to go, better to wait some time to help your brother. So the Prophet ﷺ, for more than that, he encouraged the Sahaba to help. When the man came late after the Prophet ﷺ finished the prayer, he Prophet ﷺ did not blame him or anything, but he said to the Sahaba, who gives sadaqah to this man and pray with him? So if praying with him is a sadaqah, what about protecting him when he joined the prayer late? So now he's in need for someone, he cannot request because he's in the prayer. So it is where we use our common sense, if there is. Say again? Yeah. Of course, you get a reward for helping him out of the sitra. No. 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 That's the proper opinion of the scholars, although there are other opinions. Yes. Huh? Sorry? It is never good. But the Prophet ﷺ told the man, Jazakallah khairan wa la ta'ud, if missing the Fatiha by this way, by coming to the masjid while the Imam in ruku' is in ruku', by missing the Fatiha, if this will invalidate the rak'ah, you would have told him to pray again, because the man did not catch the Fatiha. Imam Bukhari in his book, Sahih, he insists that whoever misses the Fatiha, his rak'ah is not found. But this is not the proper opinion. Majority of the scholars say different from Imam Bukhari. Allah. Now. I say he completely stunned. And yeah. So he completely stunned. No. You should wait until the Imam goes from ruku' or from sujood until he is completely in standing position. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. In the tashahhud, the hand position, the right hand position, or the hand position, the left hand position should be placed on the knee, left knee, not gathered fingers, not separated, normal. And the right has two ways, either holding the three fingers other than the thumb and the index all together and gather them to the middle of the palm, and then place the thumb over the middle one, and then indicating the index finger. That is one way. The other is to join or hold, fold the small and the one next to it, and make a circle with the thumb and the middle one, and fold your index finger. The index finger, some of the ulama, as you said, they said that you move it up and down. Some say left and right, some say circulating. Which one, no problem. Some say you should straight up like that, and some say bend it a little bit. So, based on what some say, point it and straight up, and some say bend it. Those who say bend it, they say this can be a movement. When you bend it, this is a kind of movement. And some say straight up. What I understand from the hadith is that you, the important thing is that you are pointed to the Kaaba. Whether you straighten up like that or you bend a little bit, it does not make difference because you're still pointing to the Kaaba. However, moving it, what I found from the hadith is that they said, كَانَ يُحَرِّكُوَ يَدْعُو بِهَا يَدْعُو بِهَا, meaning he used to move it while he's making the dua. So in the times where you are not making dua, you're just saying the statement like التَحِيَّاتُ لِلَّهِ وَالصَّلَىٰ, this is not dua, so you just come. So when you come to the dua like اللهم صلي على النبي اللهم صلى على محمد, this is dua, so you move it. And when you come to the dua at the end, which you make, this is dua, so you move it. Allah. Allah? No. Jazakallah khair. This is one of the subjects we were going to explain in the next Friday, the prayers of disabled. But no problem to respond to. First of all, those who cannot stand in the prayers are of two types. One who is pushed on a wheelchair, that means he never ever can stand. And other who come walking difficultly, and in the row he puts his chair and sit, or seat and sit. The first one has no problem to begin the prayer in that position and sitting. The second one, as long as he can stand for the moment that he can say Allahu Akbar for Takbirat al-Ihram, the first Takbir, then it is obligatory upon him to do Takbirat al-Ihram in a standing position and then sit. But what most of the people do is that they come carrying their chairs to the row, book their seats, sit, and then they say Allahu Akbar. This is wrong. Because this first takbir must be done in standing if a person is able to. Now, where or how the seat or chair should be positioned in the row? Whether the front legs of the seat or chair be parallel with the row or the back seat? The proper opinion is that the back one, because the important thing is that your shoulders be parallel with their shoulders. That is the important thing, because in this way the row is not in a zigzag. When you come look from the yani, what do you call that? Huh? Sorry? Any glow? Yani. Huh? And from you, if you look from top to from above, you will see the first leg with him in a straight position with the row. But when you see that one who books the first leg with the row, you will see it came off the row. It came off the row. Now, Allah. So? Now. Also in the net, if anybody wants to ask, just raise your hand, please. I said that. تغمض عينك. كل العينين بالعينة. كل العينين. طيب وبدل سين ذات يعني unintentionally every time he joins the prayer he closes his eyes. If it is as you say unintentionally then no problem. But once you remember just open your eyes. فهمت الجواب ولا نقول بالعرض؟ نسأل بالعرض. وإذا كان لا إراديا فلا حرج. لكن متى ما تذكرت تفتح عينيك ما تكمل. والله أعلم. نعم. أنا منتظر الغداء ينزل ونقفل. أنا اليوم ما أحد مدان أنا أخذ شيء في الدروس. لا دعاء الاستفتاح قلنا محله منذ أن يكبر الإمام إلى أن يقرأ الفاتحة. إذا بدأ يقرأ الفاتحة انتهى مكانه ولو أجر عظيم جدا. والسبب في تحديد موضوع هذا الموضع فقط حتى يبادر الناس إلى الصلاة مبكرين كي يدركوا من أول الصلاة. نعم. The brother was asking about the al-istiftah. If someone joins the prayer, the jama'ah, in the second rak'ah, can he still say the al-istiftah? He say no. The al-istiftah is only to be said in between the first takbir of the imam and when he begins reciting the fatiha. That's it. And the reason why it is, yani, although the Prophet ﷺ told us that there is a very, very big reward for it. Was saying it, and he said it is better than the whole world with all the goodness ever in it. The reason why the time of it is very limited, very short like that, is because it's a kind of encouraging people to come early to the prayer and join it from the beginning. Now. The brother is asking the different types of du'a al-istiftah. Can one say more than one of them and his prayer if he's praying alone? We say no, it's not, there is no difference between praying alone or with the jama'ah. You choose one, you can select one and use it. Even one in each prayer, no problem. But you cannot have two in one prayer. Why? I don't mean by you cannot that the salah is invalidated. But you have done something not in the sunnah, not from the sunnah. The sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said these many different types of the al-istiftah, it is never reported that he said two of them in one prayer. Now. No. If you catch the imam when he first say Allahu Akbar, not the first rak'ah. If you come while he's been chanting Fatiha in the first rak'ah, you lost it. It's just Allahu Akbar and keep silent. Quiet. Listen to what he's reciting. Whatsoever salah, you just can assume, yani, the imam, you were parking your car when the imam said Allahu Akbar in Asr time. You stopped your car, you came, walked, came into the masjid, came to the road. All this time, he's still doing the al-istiftah. Unless if the imam doesn't know he's doing more than one. والله طيب خلاص no questions from the internet as well. Alhamdulillah, this means that everybody knows how to pray and from now on we expect that the prayer is going to stop us from any backbiting, slandering, lying, mocking, which all are sins. But if we're still doing these things, then let's look after our prayers, because they are not serving us. Now. Yeah, some of the ulama, there are different opinions on explaining these two. But the proper one is that fahsha is insane in talking. And munkar is in acting. When they are separate, when one of them mentioned only, it means both. It gives the same of both meaning. But when they are mentioned together, fahsha means the evil of speech, and munkar means evil of acts. Wallahu a'lam. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.